Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, this is Jeff Hartman, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, with you for a third, final, and Friday Pittsburgh Steelers Injury Report podcast, where I break down all the injuries that have taken place, who's in, who's out for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Jacksonville Jaguars as the Steelers head down to Duval County on Sunday for a 1 o'clock kickoff in week 11. Steelers trying to stay perfect 10-0, and they're trying to extend a streak for the Jaguars that would be their ninth straight loss. Their streak is at 8. But you can learn a lot about who's in and who's out for Pittsburgh Steelers and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's start, as always, with the Pittsburgh Steelers in the injury report. Taking a look at the Friday practice report first. Very important to note, this is who practiced and who didn't practice on Friday. And shockingly enough, I guess it wasn't really that shocking, but good news is that every single person that practiced Thursday practiced in the same full participation on Friday. So yeah, like Ben Roethlisberger and Smith-Schuster and Pouncey and DeCastro, Villanueva, Tuitt, they all got days off on Wednesday. But the people of note here, Isaiah Bugs, his ankle, he was a full participant all week. He's good to go. You look at Anthony McFarland, illness, he missed last week. He was a full participant all week. He's good to go. Maybe the most important is Mike Hilton with his shoulder. He was a full participant all week. He's good to go. So that's great news in terms of the practice availability. Now, do any of those players have a game status? When I say a game status, I'm talking about questionable, doubtful, or out. And the answer is no. The answer is no. Anthony McFarland, Mike Hilton, Isaiah Bugs, all are ready to go. They're no game status. They are back. Mike Hilton, finally, after all these weeks, is back. That's good news. Now, there are some players that are going to miss this game, and those would be the three players that did not practice at all this week. Trey Edmonds with a hamstring, Jalen Samuels with a quadricep, Jayron Elliott with an illness. Again, all three of those players did not practice all week. All three are out. And I have to be honest, even on Tuesday, Mike Tomlin's press conference, he talked about how it was doubtful with Edmonds' hamstring and Samuel's quadricep that they would play this week. He was very skeptical. You can very, very much read Mike Tomlin in regards to what he's thinking and is he or is he not thinking any particular player was going to get be in or out. You know, you can tell a lot of that stuff. And I thought it was pretty obvious that they weren't going to be playing, and they're not. They're all three ruled out. Jayron Elliott, I'm wondering if that's just precautionary. You don't want to have him eventually show up and test positive, and next thing you know, you're you're looking at the same situation that they had Vance McDonald in. So there you have the Pittsburgh Steelers injury situation. I got to be honest, for a team that had a week four bye week basically given to them, they didn't add, it wasn't what the schedule said. They were told, hey, your bye week's now week four. They've played some really tough games, and from an injury standpoint, they're looking pretty good. They are looking pretty good. Could there be more news this weekend? Absolutely, there could be. Chris Wormley is a player that was basically sent back to practice. The Steelers now have 21 days to activate him off of the injured reserve list. If they don't after 21 days, then he has to stay on injured reserve for the rest of the season. So what are their options here? If they like what they have right now, and they don't feel like they need Wormley, even if Wormley is healthy enough to come back, the Pittsburgh Steelers could say, you know what? We have 3 weeks. We can take our time. Let's take our time. And let's say maybe Isaiah Bugs' ankle acts up again. Or maybe Henry Mondeau or Carlos Davis just aren't getting the job done. Or maybe Tyson Alualu gets banged up again because he has that knee injury. Maybe that starts to linger. In that case, then you can activate Wormley and then you make a necessary roster move. So there could be some news still coming up. I don't think it's going to be this weekend. That's just my own personal opinion. But I don't think that Chris Wormley is going to be activated this weekend. I would be shocked if he is. Nonetheless, it could still happen. So make sure you're staying tuned to BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all the latest news and notes for the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, now let's go down to the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars, they had a really long list on Thursday, and that list was equally as long on Friday. Listen to their practice report. Wide receiver Laviska Shenault, junior with a hamstring. He did not participate. Tight end James O'Shaughnessy did not participate. Cornerback Sidney Jones with an Achilles did not participate in practice on Friday. Cornerback CJ Henderson with a groin was placed on injured reserve, so he's definitely out. Gardner Minshew with the right thumb was limited. And that was about it. Everyone else that was on the list returned in full. Like running back James Robinson was a full participant. Offensive lineman Cam Robinson with a shoulder. So there you go for the practice report. Let's look at what their actual game status is. Like I said, CJ Henderson, who's a cornerback, he is put on the injured reserve list. So right away, they're going to be looking at an uphill battle in regards to the cornerback position. And that's going to be something for the Pittsburgh Steelers to keep an eye on. Now, they did bring, I can't remember the cornerback's name, but they did bring a player, a cornerback, off of injured reserve just this past week. Nonetheless, we'll see how that pans out for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's look at the rest of the list for the Jaguars. Sidney Jones with that Achilles, he's listed as questionable. Wide receiver Colin Johnson, he is listed with a hamstring as questionable. Minshew with his right thumb is listed as questionable. Tight end James O'Shaughnessy is out. And Laviska Shenault Jr. is also out with a hamstring. So again, wide receiver, Shenault Jr. is out. Tight end O'Shaughnessy is out. Jones, Johnson, and Minshew are questionable. And like I said, Henderson was put on injured reserve. So what does this all mean? What does this mean for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Jacksonville Jaguars? I've talked about it all week in regards to the Steelers and Jalen Samuels and Trey Edmonds. And now you look at Jayron Elliott. They're not big-time names. They're not big-time players. But what they are is they are actually special teams guys. And Jayron Elliott is someone that would get a helmet, and you would notice him on special teams. So they might be missing these guys when it comes to the actual game on Sunday, but not in a regular 11-on-11 offense versus defense situation, more on special teams. But I have a feeling the Steelers are pretty deep, and I think they'll be just fine in regards to picking up the pieces where they happen to be left off. With that said, you look at the Jaguars side of things, and Minshew's being questionable is maybe he's just going to be a potential backup. That was shocking to me. I don't think he's going to play. Doug Marrone, the head coach of the Jaguars, said he's not going to play. And so it's going to be really interesting whether or not he is suited up. They've been saying the whole time it's Jake Luton is the guy. I'm sure the Steelers have prepared for Luton. Maybe it's just a little gamesmanship by the Jaguars keeping Minshew on the injury report. I don't know. At this point in time, one thing is clear to me. The Steelers have no excuses. You know, at this point, with the look at the injuries on their team or lack thereof, if they were to go down to Jacksonville and lay an egg, they can't blame anyone but themselves. They can't say that, well, we were missing this one key piece of the puzzle or anything like that. No, can't say that at all, period. So the Pittsburgh Steelers are a pretty healthy team right now, looking to go 10-0. I hope that BehindTheSteelCurtain.com is a part of that in some way, shape, or form for you. In the meantime, make sure that you follow us on any of your podcast platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. You can just search Steelers or Behind the Steel Curtain, and make sure you follow us so you don't miss a thing. I'm Jeff Hartman, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. In the meantime, folks, have a great weekend. Be safe, be kind, and God bless. Go Steelers.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.